It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie.
I do have the phone lines on hold. We'll keep it all on the up and up, right? Here's the story. Again, welcome back, Cassie.
Thank you. I know I'm trying to wrap my head around what's exactly going on with these City in Color tickets, presenting them June 8th at the Canalta Center. I believe we have row 3 to give away this morning. And then as the week goes on, row 2 tomorrow and row 1 on Friday.
And regardless of what you win, you'll be entered to be there at City in Color Soundcheck. Have you been to a it's a really, really cool experience. It's like your own personal, intimate show, and there's nobody there. You know, you got the management, you got the band.
The behind the scenes at a soundcheck is so much fun.
Well, right, and then you can go back to your buddies and your family and go, yeah, I was at the City in Color show. Actually, I even was there at the soundcheck. Clearing the phones now, our phone number, 529-1053.
Taking caller 3.
Yeah, in a rare instance, normally caller 1 wins. Not the case today, sorry.
I'll get over it.
Okay. All right, thanks, man. Love your reaction.
That was good.
Yeah, that was. Two-thirds of the way there, caller 2.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
You can hear the disappointment.
Well, no, see, I heard a smile. I heard a, okay, we'll compromise. I heard a disappointing smile.
I like that, too.
All right. Rock 105.3, good morning.
Hello?
Hey, what do they call you?
Ron Heinrich.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did somebody have to tell you your name?
No, they did not. Here, I just got a real noisy here. I had my ear plugged in.
All right, I got. Your name is Ron. Ron, you're also the winner of third row tickets to go see City in Color.
Well, right on. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. When's the last time you were at the Canalta Center?
When was the last time? Probably at a hockey game.
Okay, all right. Were you there when the Hip played last September?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to send you there for a rock and roll show here in a couple of weeks. So hang on, okay?
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, Ron. He'd be good in radio, too.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he's got the pipes, as they say.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
It's Cassie and myself, Sip Bar Java. Chances are you are, too. Thought of an idea.
What's that?
Because a lot of the cups, right, they come in disposable cups. And sometimes, I don't know for whatever reason, there's no need for it, but people like to litter. And so they throw their crap all over the streets. And I tend to see a fair bit of Timmy's cups all over the place because Tim Hortons is so popular. A lot of people stop on by. What about a reusable cup?
You mean like ones you can already get?
Oh, no kidding. Can you? Now, can you really?
What do you mean, really? You didn't know you could buy reusable cups and then take them to the drive-thru and get them to fill it up with coffee?
No.
Seriously?
Can I use my own? Can I use my own coffee mug?
I'm not 100%. I think you can, yeah.
Here's the deal, though. Here's my idea. You would order it online, or you could buy it in store, right? It would cost, whatever, 12 or 15 or even 20, 25 bucks. So, a little bit of money, but every time you present it at the drive-thru or the till, you get like 10 cents off your coffee. And if you drink a lot of coffee, that's going to add up over a little bit. You're smiling. Is that what they
I'm pretty
have
sure in, that's some sort
is
of
that
thing
what they already have in place? Yeah. Why in the hell have I not been doing this years ago then?
I have no idea. I don't know if you get a discount when you bring your own or not, but I'm pretty sure some places offer that.
You know what pisses me off is that I really think I have a, really, I genuinely, sincerely think I have a good idea. Haven't you been in that position? You wake up, the light bulb goes off, and you're like, oh, here's my $1 million idea. And then it turns out that it was invented like, you know, 3 years before the wheel.
That's what I have you there for, to come up with all these ideas that have already happened.
Somebody needs to invent a rubber, oh, never mind.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. On Rock 105.3.
And yes, the weekend is here.
Isn't that nice how it's a short week and then the weekend's here?
Laid back could get you laid more.
Say what?
So consider that with the weekend if you're out looking to score some points. If you're really mellow, if you're really relaxed, you have more sex than opposed to are a little uptight, a little intense. And here's the reason why. If dudes are really mellow, their partners tend to be more open, more trusting, more agreeable, which leads to more sex. A lot more sex. 3 to 4 times as more sex over the span of 2 weeks.
I wonder what the researchers in that study had to do.
You think they got paid?
It'd be kind of nice to pay to find out how, well, so, I don't know if I'd want to know people's sex lives that intimately.
So I don't know about you, but I'm just going to Netflix and chill this weekend. Maybe put the feet up. Maybe not. You know, go with the flow.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. Weekdays 5:30 to 11:00.